Alaska Natives are more educated, have more jobs, and are making more money than they were 40 years ago, but they are still well below the national average. That's according to a recent report released by the Institute of Social and Economic Research, or ICER, with the University of Alaska Anchorage. From Station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
For me, it was a reality check.
Stephanie Martin is assistant professor of economics and public policy and co-author of the ICER study.
Everyone in the country is freaking out, saying, unemployment is reaching 9%. This is a catastrophe. This is horrible. We're headed for depression. And then when we look at the data for Alaska Natives, especially in villages, it's as if people have been living in a depression for 30 years.
Between the years 2005 and 2007, the unemployment rate for Alaska Natives was 21%. That's over three times the national average. The study found that the median household income is far less for Alaska Natives than other Alaskans and other Americans. In 2007, Alaska Natives' average household income was $42,700. That's about $24,000 less than other Alaskans and about $7,000 less than the average American household. The study used census data, recent state population estimates, and information from the American Community Survey. Martin says if they took into other factors, they could have had even more dramatic findings.
It's important to keep in mind that we didn't take account of the fact that the cost of living is much higher here. So actually, the poverty numbers would be higher if we looked at the cost of living in rural Alaska. But nor did we take account of important things like subsistence.
The study did find many improvements over the last 40 years. There are much fewer Alaska Native households without running water than there were in 1970. That number has dropped from 51% to 13%. Alaska Natives are also getting a lot more education these days than 40 years ago. Back then, 79% of Alaska Natives did not graduate from high school. As of 2007, that was down to 18%. Now, 8% of Alaska Natives are college graduates, as opposed to just 1% in 1970. However, that's still far short of the national average of 27% earning a college degree. As for job growth over the last 40 years, it has increased among Alaska Natives by 50%. However, most of that growth came between 1970 and 1980 and more or less plateaued over the last 30 years.
Most of that sort of coincided with a couple big factors. One was the huge growth in the Alaska economy at that time. It was when the pipeline construction was going on.
The other factor is because thousands of Alaska Native women became wage earners, increasing by 150% during those 10 years. Another study finding, the population of Alaska Natives is growing. The population has more than doubled between 1970 and 2000, and it is estimated to triple by the year 2020. The current population, about 125,000, makes up nearly 20% of all Alaskans. That's the highest percentage of indigenous people in any state. So basically, an observer could look at the new study in two ways, from a glass half full or a glass half empty perspective.
It's hard to sort out which is which, but I think both things are true. I think the message is that they've made incredible strides and things are getting better, faster, but they're still lagging behind the average for the American population.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.